You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Gord Wilson joins us as the Senators and the Penguins set to do battle. Will we see more than two goals in the game tonight? That'd be great. Each team's only scored two goals thus far in the series. And, hey, I'm all for great goaltending, but come on. I'd like to see a little bit of offense. Gord, of course, Pageau, Bobby Ryan, they have definitely been producing for the Ottawa Senators. How can the Sens, what do you feel they need to do to get more pucks in the net tonight?
Well, they need a more hands-on approach to everything, an all-hands-on-deck approach, I guess, is the best way to put it. Obviously, Pageau and Bobby Ryan are producing with regularity throughout this entire postseason play, but they need more consistency from other players, more offensive-minded players. That being said, easier said than done. They have created some scoring chances, but Marc-Andre Fleury is looking like the Marc-Andre Fleury of old. He's been lights out here. You take a look at his last three games, I think he's got a 0.67 goals against average and a 977 save percentage. Tough to put pucks by him when he's playing so well. And, well, we all would like to see a little bit more offense. Sometimes really good goaltending isn't a bad thing to watch either.
You know, you talk about the Senators' inability to get pucks in and in, quite frankly, the Penguins too, but I think the Penguins are trying to go get some goals, whereas Senators seem to want to be opportunistic, and when they get a chance to, with the turnover, they attack and they try to make it happen. Do they need more support maybe from the D-men jumping up in the play to try to create some odd man rushes and capitalize on the few chances they are generating? I mean, 20 minutes basically without a shot in an NHL playoff game is probably not the recipe to wins.
No, it's not, and obviously they lost that game, and it's funny because they went into that third period tied 0-0, and when you're tied 0-0 on the road in a playoff game where you expected the opposition's best, you're doing something right, and you're feeling pretty good about your game. I think what the Senators did wrong in period number three the other night was play from their heels. They were scared to lose, or they played scared to lose instead of playing to win, and now, there's a reason why this team is 6-1 in overtime. They take an attitude that they pin their ears back and they go at the opposition. If they had taken that attitude on Monday in Pittsburgh, it probably, in the third period at least, it probably would have helped them greatly. But instead, they sat back, as you say. They went 16 minutes, I think, to begin the period without a shot on goal. They actually, when it was 1-0 Pittsburgh, there was the push from Ottawa, and they actually generated a few really good quality scoring chances, but missed the net. Their execution wasn't good. I think you're right. I think there is probably an opportunity now that two games are under their belt that the Senators will want to press the attack a little bit more. And of course, they've got the one-man breakout and arguably the best defenseman in the world in Erik Karlsson to help out in that regard. But at the same time, they do not want to deviate from what has made them very successful to this point, and certainly successful in game number one when it was that defense-first mentality, and go from there.
You know, I understand what their plan is. I understand what they're trying to do. But I look at some of the issues now from Penguins at an injury stand front, front. When you take a look at, like, no Letang, it sounds like Schultz is out. And you're asking guys who are capable and defensemen like Hainsey to play more minutes, but does there not come a tipping point where you're the coaching staff, like, guys, we got to get a little more on our toes and get at these D-men and make them make the mistakes, and we'll get more offense, maybe not relying so much on the defense? Any idea that Guy Boucher would maybe change a little bit, seeing that now happening?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you'll hear it from the coach. I think sure. the coach has maintained that the system works, and he's liking what he's seeing sort of from an offensive point of view, but there are flaws, not in the system, but flaws in the execution of what they're generating. In other words, they've been sloppy. I call it connecting the dots. If you can't make a 5-foot pass in the NHL, you're not going to go very far. And the Senators, in that third period the other night, had very little support and had very little opportunity trying to connect the dots on a 5 or 10 foot pass. They were off the mark. They were sloppy, and as a result, they looked sluggish and slow, and Pittsburgh took advantage of that. And once you get in that mode of trying to defend, 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 because you're not doing anything offensively, it almost is very difficult to get out of that mode. So I think what to watch for, certainly in the early stages of this game, being on home ice, the energy in the building, the fact that it's a gorgeous day here in the nation's capital. Ottawa's want and need more than anything else, I think, going into this game is just a jolt of energy. And they should probably get it from being on home ice and, as I say, real good playoff weather.
Gord Wilson joins us from Ottawa Sens Pens Game 3 tonight. Erik Karlsson, definitely one of the most dynamic players in the National Hockey League, and he hasn't, you know, been as involved offensively through two games. It's only two games, but what do you make of Karlsson? Have you noticed the Pens doing anything different to try to limit his ability to be involved offensively?
Nope, not at all. I think there's just more of a conscious effort from Karlsson to stick back and toe the line here, basically, or hold the blue line, if you will. When he's going to get an opportunity, there's no hesitation in his game. That's one of the things that has made him so successful offensively. He sees an opening, and he goes. If the opening isn't to his liking, what's different about his game this year as opposed to last year and in years past is if he's not completely sold on the opening to go through, he'll hesitate and he'll back off. Whereas in years past, he could have four guys around him and still think that he could get around them and try and do that. So his mentality has changed dramatically. He has bought into what Guy Boucher has sold about defending first and then going on the attack, and it certainly hasn't hurt his cause. 17 goals and 71 points this year, and at the same time leading the NHL, or close to being top three anyway in the NHL at end of regular season time in block shots.
You know, you mentioned about this idea of maybe getting some more offense out of guys that, you know, haven't been producing. And I wonder if one of those guys you're suggesting is Derek Brassard. You know, he's kind of starting that third line, has one goal in his last five games. Is there maybe a need for him or the ability, I guess, in this series to get up there and make some offense happen?
Absolutely. And they're expecting more from him. He had a great first series against Boston, scored a couple of key points against the New York Rangers as well. He's been pointless in this series. So that's a minor point here right now, because I think there's only four people with points in this series, to be honest with you. But there's no question the Senators are looking for more offense from Derek Brassard. Has he got the potential to do it? Without question. He's had big playoff games in the past, and he's, as I say, he's had some huge playoff games and produced with some huge production in the first two series. It's just a little bit, like a lot of players, a little bit of a slow start for him.
Gord, enjoy the series, enjoy Game 3, and is it going to be sold out in Ottawa tonight?
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, fellas, thanks for having me.